Actually, I did yesterday. I spent the whole day at the chiropractor and with a masseuse therapist, and I was on the table all day yesterday, just relaxing and getting some work done.
So that's your idea of getting ready?
It's a short week, man. You got to take care of your body.
Difficult is it though with the team for this short turnaround?
I mean, it's tough, you know, because around this time you're a little banged up, and you know, it's week 14 going to week 15 or whatever it is, and you know, you just gotta try your best to get in the cold tub and keep ice packs on you and just take care of that body.
Did you take more of a beating than usual Sunday?
I'm always taking beatings because the way I run the ball, you know, I think I gotta start getting smart here, you know, catching the ball, getting down like Marvin Harrison and Reggie Wayne.
Looking at Andre Johnson on their team, do you see similarities at all to his game to your game, maybe?
No, I try to, you know, I wouldn't say so. I think he's a very explosive player, and he's probably one of the best receivers in the league. But I just do a little different, you know, things out there, you know, as far as with the run after the catch. You know, that's what I pride myself off of. But I'll get a chance to watch him a little closer this game.
What do you do differently than anything?
I run the ball, man. I'm like a running back when I get the ball in my hands.
You guys seem to have your best victories when you come out really fast and get points on the board first. Can you talk a little bit about that?
You know, we want to get out there and we want to strike first. And, you know, we want to put teams on their heels. And we got great DBs that, you know, if the teams want to throw on us, you know, it's going to make it tough. So, you know, whenever we can go up 7 or 14 points, it's going to be tough on our opponents because we got Champ and Dre, you know, Pro Bowl corners that, you know, Javon Walker, by the way. But, you know, we got Champ and Dre, and, you know, they do a great job of stopping that pass.
This is a must-win for you guys. Are you thinking about the magnitude of this game and the playoff implications?
Yeah, absolutely. But we're going to take it 1 week at a time, and, you know, we're just going to worry about what we can control in our locker room. And, you know, we're going to definitely watch. Chill, man. We're definitely going to watch, you know, the screen and see what other teams are doing around the league.
So you are a screen watcher? What went on with this team Sunday on every side of the ball? You guys perform like you've been wanting to perform all season. What's the challenge of keeping that going?
I think we just needed a game like that. And it's a shame that it took us, you know, the last couple games of the season to get this thing finally rolling with all three phases. But, you know, it just shows what we're capable of doing, and we can grow off of this. And we're just going to take it week by week, and we got three games left and see where we're at at the end of the last one.
So you are a screen watcher?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Of course. I mean, you got to. I mean, you try not to, but, you know, we're here competing, and we have goals to accomplish, and we're trying to get to the playoffs. So, you know, we're going to handle what we can handle, and, you know, we're going to see what teams can do for us, too. Oh, not at all. I mean, I'm fine. You know, it's like I said, everybody around the league is all banged up. You know, there's not one guy in the locker room here that's not hurting.
Can you put your finger on what's the offense
clicking right now? Yes, you know, we got a lot of new faces in our coaching staff and in our locker room as far as our players. So, you know, sometimes it takes a week, sometimes it takes two, and sometimes, like, you know, in our locker room, it took a long time. But, you know, we can only get better, we can only grow.
Let's go, big man. Let's go, superstar. Let's go, Hollywood.